Well, there's a lot of activity in the studio right now, and it's very exciting.
Yes. Do you want to explain what that smacking sound was?
Yes, Detroit City Distillery just brought in all kinds of gadgets and things, and they're going to make us some mint juleps with rye that was grown right here locally, and that smacking is the mint going into the cup. So that's coming up at 8:49. But first, we want to talk about the 150th Kentucky Derby with someone that knows a thing or two. It's Kenny Rice, NBC Sports horse racing reporter. Good morning, Kenny.
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you. And I can hear the smacking of the mint julep from all the way in Kentucky.
It also smells quite nice in here. Kenny, so this is such a tradition. It returns for the 150th year. What are you looking forward to most this year?
Well, you know, honestly, for all of us covering it, it's just another big horse race day. But I do realize, you know, you get milestone moments, and 150th is quite an accomplishment. And it is the oldest continuously held sporting event, not just horse race, but sporting event in the U.S. I think it edges out the Westminster Dog Show by like 2 or 3 years. So, you know, the whole tradition of being at the Kentucky Derby is the thing. I mean, I have relatives that grew up from Dearborn to Lansing and, you know, going to Lions games on Thanksgiving Day. They just went because they just went. And I think a lot of people come to the Derby because it is the Derby.
The Derby is so, so big. I mean, not only people go to Kentucky to the Derby, but they have their Derby parties if they can't make it. And it's about the fashion, too, the hats.
Yeah, you know, fortunately, I don't have to cover that area, but but we do have experts on location, I understand. And, you know, you're right. I mean, the Derby, you know, you think about it, we're doing 13 and a half hours of TV over the next 2 days. And it's wrapped around a 2-minute horse race. So The Derby really is an event. And then there happens to be a horse race in the middle of it.
Right.
And part of it is the food and the mint juleps and the fashion and the ladies wearing hats and the guys all dressing up. And, you know, and that's just really a part of a party. And then occasionally look out there and notice there's a horse race going on. Now, for the people in the horse racing community, it's certainly a big deal. You know, it's winning their Super Bowl. And if you win the Derby, you're forever known, you know, as the Derby trainer or the Derby jockey or that you had the Derby winning horse. So, you know, that's the magnitude of the residual effects of winning a Kentucky Derby for those in the industry.
So, Kenny, you know, there's so many things that are part and parcel of this tradition. And one of them has been Bob Baffert. He's been a dominating owner trainer for years. He's not going to be there this time around.
No, there was a problem, as most people know, with Medina Spirit was disqualified 3 years ago. Bob was suspended for 2 years by Churchill Downs, which is their prerogative. It's privately owned, and they have they have stockholders, and you know, it is a business. You know, it is the business. Horse racing is a business. That's the bottom line. You can't say it enough. Now, Baffert can run at every racetrack in the world except those owned by Churchill Downs. They suspended him for a third year because they thought he was talking still too much about his 2-year suspension, and they had told him not to talk about it, in essence giving him a gag order they think he violated. And so
of that going on.
Yeah, he's the Donald Trump of horse racing right now. whether you like him or not, you know, he is a figure. He's the most recognizable guy, like you say.
You
line up everybody in horse racing, you know, and there's some really outstanding trainers here. I mean, Brad Cox, Chad Brown, and Todd Pletcher are the three best out there right now, along with Baffert. But you line all of them up, and you say, pick out the most famous one. Everybody's going to pick out the guy with the white hair. And, you know, he's been that way because of the Kentucky Derby. You know, he's won 6 of them and heads of the 7th when taken away, and the Derby certainly has made him a household name among horse racing, because as we know, it's not like everybody knows all the horse racing people. We got to be honest. It's a niche sport. You know, I cover other sports, best known for this, but you know, the horse racing world is a little different from everything else.
Coverage from Churchill Downs on NBC starts at 2:30, and they always do really fun things when it comes to the fashion and the food, as you were talking about. So we will definitely be tuning in, but I want to ask you about the horses and the odds. And as a person who sort of jumps in just on Kentucky Derby Day, I pick because of the names.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, that's the thing. I got to tell you, if you told me 2 years ago that there was an 80-1 shot named Rich Strike that's going to win it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, this guy is one of my friends, the guy who trains him. And I didn't bet on him. I didn't think he had a shot. And I told him, I said, if you rerun the race today, I wouldn't bet on you. So, you know, when a horse like that comes in and, you know, you think I got mine that bird. If you bet the long shot, I mean the longest shot, not a series of long shots, but the longest shot in every Kentucky Derby over the past 20 years, bet, say, $100, you would actually come out ahead. Because the long shots would hit that many times. Well, like Giacomo was 50 to 1. Sure. Mind That Bird was 50 to 1. 80 to 1 Country House was, I think, 60 to 1. Then Rich Strike was 80 to 1. Now, you're going to lose $100 several years there. But then you're going to have like four or five big hits over the last 20 years. So I'm telling you, Jamie, pick any horse you want. That would just enjoy yourself. Pick your horse. Pick the name or the color they're wearing or whatever. And, and you might hit I hope you hit that 50 to 1 shot. I don't think that's going to happen this year, but it's not like I had to quit work because of all the great picks I've made.
Who are the betting favorites this year, Kenny?
There's a horse named Fierceness that looks so good. He dominated the Florida Derby. If based on that race, he didn't look good at the start of the year, but he's coming off the best-looking race so far. Based on that race, he should win. He's the favorite. There's a horse named Sierra Leone who had a good race last time out, and another horse in there, Catching Freedom, that also had a good race. So those are the top three, and of the 20 horses, they're the only three that's single-digit odds right now. I mean, that shows you, you know, talking about picking names and colors and all that, there's 17 horses that are getting 10-to-1 odds or better. So it's not like there's one great horse that stands out here. There's three that look like they're going to be the next really good horse, but I don't think there's a dominant horse so far.
So there's not a Triple Crown winner in the waiting right now. That's yet to be determined.
I would be surprised if we see a Triple Crown winner this year. I think we're going to see some very good horses and competitive. You know, those three I mentioned, there's a couple others that I think will kind of be doing battle throughout the course of the Triple Crown and into the summer in the three-year-old ranks. You know, the feel-good stories, there's a guy, 88-year-old Wayne Lucas, who some regard as the greatest trainer.
Yeah.
He would certainly be a Mount Rushmore kind of trainer. He's 88 years old, and he has a horse called Just Steel, and he has a 25-year-old jockey riding him. So they're 63 years apart and a mile and a quarter from greatness, you know. So, I mean, it would be like the feel-good story. And he's about 20-to-1 right now. Hey, there's your 20-to-1 shot. How's that? Steel, you know?
Kenny, I like that one. Being from Pittsburgh, Steel City, I thought I could pick Just Steel. I thought Lloyd could pick Honor Marie.
Because my daughter is Marie and she's in the service.
Exactly. And then, Guy, I have one for you. I think you should be Society Man.
Society Man. Okay.
Kenny, do you like my picks?
Jamie, I'm just writing them all down. So it's going to be my trifecta now. I'm going with the Just Steel, Honor Marie, and Society Man trifecta.
Yeah.
And I'll be calling you I'll be calling you Monday.
You're welcome.
And I'll be thanking you. I'll put on my Detroit Lions jersey like 50 years ago that my Uncle Buford got for me. And, I can't still wear that, so forget that. But I'll hold it up in pride and say, wait, Jamie gave me the triple. This is amazing.
Well,
and you talk about a payoff. Trust me, that's a payoff. I'm trying to figure up the odds right now. I think there's a 50-to-1 or 40-to-1 shot in there and a 20-to-1. So, yeah, I would pick right now. If I had to pick, I think Catching Freedom just a slight nod over a Sierra Leone. They close, and that might be fun to watch down the stretch. And I do think Just Steele's going to be in the top three or four. He's going to be interesting in there. What I'm doing is I'm trying to beat the favorite. That's all it is. You know,
sure.
I'm going to take out the Kansas City Chiefs. I can't bet them all the time.
Well, this is fun. Even just talking about it, it's going to be even more fun tomorrow at 2:30. That starts NBC's coverage of the 150th Kentucky Derby. Kenny Rice, NBC Sports Horsing Race Reporter, thank you for joining us this morning. We're pumped.
I tell you, Jamie, Guy, Lloyd, I am pumped. So thank you. I've had a blast talking to you. Hello, Detroit, and good luck with all those picks you made.
Thank you. And we're really pumped about what I'm looking at here. And
oh,
there's
man.
Some mint juleps
it's
in our future
smelling good in here
at
too.
8:49.